From the heart of the city, where the beat meets the rhythm of your day, it's Shauna and Lala.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com and make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at Shauna and Lala. We had another snowstorm this week. I am just over this winter weather and the storms.
It's cold.
It's freezing.
It's so cold. I mean, we always act shocked. Like, we live in New York. Yes, it gets cold. It snows. But I hate it. And I was just talking to my husband last night. I said, I want to move. We need to be down south. And he's like, let's go out, in the middle of the U.S. It's pretty. There's nobody around. I said, if it has a winter, I don't want to be there. Retirement for me is just never having to put on a winter jacket again or warm up my car.
Yeah.
I can't take it.
I keep telling my mom, this is my last winter here.
Yeah.
I've been saying that.
Yeah, you've been saying that for years, right?
I have been, yes. I am still sick. It came back.
This, whatever's going around, which I've heard from everyone, it just repeats and just cycles back. It cycles back. You think you're out of it. You're like, oh, good, I'm good. It's gone. And then it comes back with a vengeance.
Oh, my God. Did it ever. I never really have fevers. I mean,
Yeah.
And I had a fever. It was only 101.6, but...
For you, that's high.
For me, that's high. My body was aching so bad, and I've never had that, so
yeah,
I don't know what it was, but it only lasted 2 or 3 hours, and then I woke up and I was okay, just congested, and I still just cannot get this congestion to go away.
It's gonna take a while because I still have a little bit of congestion, but I'm just getting better, and that's been since Christmas. So it's been, that's a few weeks there.
It's almost going to be a month for you.
Yeah. So it lasts a long time. Hopefully mine doesn't repeat again, but I can't take it.
I know. It's insane. And nobody knows what it is. That's the funny part. I went to my cousin's sweet 16 this past weekend, and I ran into my cousin who I talked about who had the triplets that were sick for 6 weeks. I said, oh, where are the triplets? I was so excited to meet them. And she's like, they're homesick. And I'm like, what?
Yep, everyone.
She's like, yeah, they're really sick again. And it's the same thing. And, I was talking to her about it. And she's like, I don't even know what to do. She's like, it's just not going away.
I think it's just going to make its way through. Maybe it's a month long. I've seen people saying it's a month or 2 months. And then they're good. So... Hopefully, we'll gauge by me. Once I'm 100% better, I'll say, Shauna, okay, you have 15 more days left or whatever the case is. But, yep.
Well, the urgent care, when I went to them 2 months ago, they said I had 8 days left, so.
Yeah, they don't know. They don't know what they're talking about.
No.
We just had such a good lunch, too.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
We went to this little place, Italian place, down the road from us, right? 5 minutes down from the studio, called Cugino's. And... the food was really good, but the owner was even better.
Yeah.
She's from Long Island, so automatically I was like, oh my God, because I'm from Long Island. I could hear it in her voice.
She has that accent.
She has a Long Island accent. And
you don't have the accent.
No, because I've been here since I was in sixth grade. But when I moved here, I didn't talk as strong as that, but I was made fun of for, let's see, there was a few words. Barbed wire? I'm going to say it right, barbed wire. I called it Bob Wire. So I'm like, oh, look, the Bob Wire fence. And they're like, Bob Wire? So it was Bob Wire. I said legs. I say legs weird, legs. Some people say leg. Draw. I still say it like that. So the draw, you pull open and...
Oh, I thought you meant draw.
Yeah, I know. I say it like that. So to draw, and then I say a draw, the drawer you put your clothes in. Same word, and there was another one I can't remember, but my friends in school be like, oh, did you use your legs to get the eggs over by the barbed wire? I'm like, yeah. But living here, all these years now, I'm losing it. Some things I still say, but she had a strong Long Island
accent.
She
did, yeah.
And my husband made a joke because she's like, I'm not from around here, I'm from the city, Long Island. And my husband's like, oh yeah, really? I couldn't tell. And I was like, ah, I love it, because I love Long Island. But yeah, anyway, food was good. And it's funny, she was talking about Yelp reviews.
Yes.
And Shauna is a huge Yelp. She's a Yelp elite.
I am. I'm a Yelp elite, and I'm on year 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I just celebrated.
So what a Yelp elite is, Shauna reviews everything. Like, any place we go to, even if it's for a drink, Shauna reviews it. And I, like, make fun of her, but she gets all this cool crap. You know, like, free dinners and parties and, like, candles and God knows, yeah, you know, everything. So I'm like, I gotta start doing that. I still haven't, though.
You but really do.
I know.
I mean, it takes 2 seconds. And you were telling me the other day, I totally cut you off, but that people make fun of your Facebook posts.
Yeah.
Because they're long.
Yes.
And you tell a story.
Yes.
But that's what this is.
Yeah, I guess so. Telling a story about my meal and my experience. So yeah, I could do it. But, you know, she was talking about how she got a bad Yelp review. And, you know, us as people who don't own restaurants or businesses, we don't really see the other side of how much your review can impact a business, you know?
Oh, like, yeah, it definitely can.
And it was very upsetting to her, and I felt horrible. Like, this restaurant is good. They have 5-star reviews. And then this guy, or whoever he was, gave, a lower review. And it was all pretty much lies, you know? And when she said, he said there is nothing, not a lot of options on the menu. And I looked at the menu when we were ordering.
It was more than 2 pages.
There was a lot of pages of options. So you knew right there the guy's looking for trouble, looking to badmouth the restaurant. Probably didn't even order from them, you know? I don't know if you could check. Like, does Yelp make sure that person ate there or no?
No.
He could be anyone just trying to mess with restaurants. He might not even live in the area, you know? Who knows?
He could be in a totally different state.
Yeah. Just like kids prank call. Maybe there's people who just prank, reviews. And that's not good, you know?
No.
So I felt bad for her. And I think we need to, as customers, realize that what we write and what we review, make sure you're being honest. Make sure you're giving them some grace. You know, like she said, if people order pizza and it's delivered and it's cold, you know, kind of take that into account. They didn't give you a cold pizza. It's just the time traveling. Or if you order a pizza, you know, you live 20 minutes away from the pizzeria, it's going to be cold. So give the restaurant some grace. Like, hey, that's not their fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I felt for her. So I think we all have to do better with our reviews and make sure we're not being 100% totally overboard cruel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
the other day I went out to eat and there was something in my soda and I mentioned it to the waitress and she was really nice, but she said that she personally cleans the wells of the soda. And yeah. I'm like, well, maybe it's stuck in the lines, you know, this is black stuff in my soda. It's not supposed to be there, you know,
no.
That's gross.
No, not at all.
And she kept saying that it's crystallized sugar. And I'm like, but sugar is not black.
And it was, you told me the story, it was ginger ale.
It was ginger ale.
So it's not even like she can say, oh, it's the Coca-Cola dye, you know, because Coca-Cola has that dark color.
Dark color, yeah.
So it was ginger ale.
Right.
So it shouldn't have been in there.
No, she said that no matter what you get, it's going to be in there. She said it's in our Sprites, it's in all soda.
That's disgusting. No, the Board of Health should be cool. I'm sorry. See, now I'm being a crazy, you know, criticizing commenter, but that's not right.
So I did write that in my review that I have been to this place numerous times. I did order the chicken marsala. The chicken marsala was good, but it did not come over pasta. So I even asked her, because last year I went to this same restaurant for an event and it didn't come over pasta. So this year I specifically asked, does this meal come over pasta? She said yes. Well, it didn't. It was just chicken on a plate with some sauce on top.
Marsala sauce.
And a side dish of red sauce with pasta.
I don't know why they do that.
And it was like somebody just opened up a can of jarred sauce and just poured it on and that was it. And it just really wasn't that great.
Yeah.
And I wrote that. And it's sad because I don't know the owner, but I know people that know the owner. And he's a very nice man. But whoever's doing the cooking.
Yeah, and the black stuff in the drink, that should be unacceptable. I'm sorry, maybe go change your lines. I watched Bar Rescue. I love that show.
Oh my gosh, with John Taffer?
With John Taffer. Oh my God, I love it.
We need to get him on the show.
Oh, he'd be a little intimidating, but yes. That would be so cool. But he... He shows you what's in those soda lines in the beer, you know? It's disgusting. And when black stuff is coming out, I just watched one the other day. He took a napkin and he put it inside the line and he pulled it out and it was black. And he was screaming at them. And they're like, we just cleaned it last week. And he's like, no, you did not. You're going to lie to me? Like, this is filth. This can get someone sick.
Well,
so
she kept saying to me, I promise you, I clean it myself every night. I clean it. And I'm like, I believe you, but you're not cleaning, like, the actual lines.
Yeah, something's not right.
You're cleaning the thing that the soda comes out of.
Yeah. Me and Shauna, we travel all over eating. I travel all over with my husband eating, and I've never, ever experienced black stuff in my drinks.
I should have taken a picture of it to show
you. You should have, so you could show even the owner, like, hey, not blaming you for this, but maybe you need to teach her how to properly clean, you know, a soda line or what, you know. I don't know much about that stuff, but
I don't either.
My husband worked at a pizzeria, and he said it's like there's a carbonation and then there's a syrup. Like, the sodas come as syrup. So Coke doesn't come as Coke. It comes as a syrup, and then you have carbonation, and then it mixes in whatever. So there, somewhere in there is not cleaned.
No, and it tasted terrible.
Yeah, it's probably... I got to find the study. I don't want to give wrong numbers, but they said that the ice in the soda machines, in the lines in the soda machines, are sometimes dirtier than the bathrooms in a restaurant.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Because they don't clean them properly, especially the ice, they said. When you push the cup under for ice, they say it's full of bacteria.
That is disgusting.
So, like, there was a study done, and they said they took ice from different bars and restaurants, and they found several types of disgusting bacteria that causes infections in the ice and in the lines for the drinks. So it just, I still get ice with my stuff, but I'm always thinking of that in the back of my head. I'm like, ooh, you know, in hotels, I'm like, when was the last time they emptied this machine out and thoroughly cleaned it? You know, when you're getting ice, it's probably years.
I know, you know, that was my thought when the last time I went on vacation to California, even to Florida, I would get like my thermos filled with ice and water,
yeah,
or iced tea, and that went through my head, and I just tried not to think about
That's
it.
That's what I do. I'm like, oh, okay, you've lived so far, you're okay.
Yeah.
Let's just keep crossing our fingers. But, yeah, I don't even know how we got on this topic, but, yes, reviews, and if it's a good restaurant, leave them a good review. And if there's something that you don't like, I always recommend... talk it over like Shauna did with the waitress or the owner before you write that review. Maybe they can correct it. Like, that's what the owner today at Cugino said. Like, talk to me. Tell me, hey, like, I didn't like this, or the sun was in my eyes, or whatever it is. Before you go and write that review, if I don't solve it for you or make you feel like, you know, I cared, then whatever you got to do. But
yeah.
I think people don't, they skip that step entirely. They just jump to writing a nasty review instead of calling. Like, you tried multiple times with that waitress. Maybe you guys could have got a manager, but no, that waitress should have did her job and got a manager for you, or I don't know, because that's just unacceptable. But
yeah, I mean, you know, we said something to her two or three times, you know, and she just kind of like brushed it off.
Yeah,
you know, she got me a new pitcher of soda and she's like, it's in this one too. And I'm like, well, I don't want it.
No. Yeah, and yeah, we're not talking about Cugino's with this restaurant. This is another restaurant.
This is another
that
restaurant.
Went to.
Not even around here.
Yeah. So just so you know, but yeah, that's unacceptable to me.
Yeah, Cugino's soda was absolutely perfect. Their food was so good. I get pizza from there almost every week.
Yeah.
And it's excellent.
My husband got the antipasto platter. I guess he goes all the time for her. I didn't know this. But it was really good. Very fresh. The mozzarella was like...
it was huge.
It was a lot of food. I know. He had told me. He called me before and he's like, can we split it? And I'm like, I'm not in the mood for that. And I'm like, and how big can it be? He's like, it's big. It was big. But I snuck some of the mozzarella because it was so good. It was like really fresh. But yeah, the food's really good there. So hey, we're going to go back.
We definitely will. And you know where else I need to go? I really need to make a Sephora or an Ulta trip to get me some new bronzer and a contour stick, because I just need some color to my face.
This Polish girl, she's whiter than white.
I just don't want to go with all these little kids.
Oh, yeah. I'm hearing that. I'm hearing they're taking over Ulta and Sephora, these little girls.
That's what I'm hearing too. I see it all over Facebook and TikTok and, you know, these little girls that are using like harsh chemicals on their faces, and they're like 7, 8 years old, 9 years old, and, you know, they're walking around buying, you know, $500 worth of
expensive makeup.
Where are you getting $500 from? Second of all, what parent is allowing their child to put such harsh chemicals on their face?
I don't know. Again, who's giving them the money? It's the parents. Who's okaying it? It's the parents.
It is.
And this is what we always talk about, is like, I don't know what has happened with parents nowadays. It's kind of like they just gave up, and they want to be their kids' friends, or they just want them out of their hair to make them happy and not complain. I don't know, because I wanted, when I was younger, I wanted makeup. I wasn't allowed. Finally, my mom, I think I was in 8th grade, my mom let me wear mascara, you know, and she even said, makeup has chemicals in it. I don't want that on your skin, and you're beautiful the way you are. You don't need anything. And but today, the women are telling they're allowing their little girls to feel like they're not pretty enough, or they need this skincare line, or they need this expensive makeup to make them feel pretty at 7, 8, 9 years old. This is just like a recipe for disaster as they get older.
Yeah, you know? I know. And there should be like an age limit on this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the brands that they're using. I know it's Drunk Elephant is one of them.
The Ordinary, I can't remember the other ones.
So I just got The Ordinary for Christmas. I haven't used it yet, but my mom bought it for me because of all my acne problems.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be really good for your skin. I have not used it yet. I will try it out this weekend and let everyone know how I like it. But no little child needs that on their face.
No, it has retinol in it.
That's what we talked about last week.
Not safe on the skin. And I don't know how to say it, but that niacinamide, it's very strong, also chemical for aging. Little girls don't need that. Their skin, it's baby skin, and it has no wrinkles, and it's soft. And like, why you're putting these harsh, like some of them can be a little toxic, chemicals on your skin, on their skin. Why is a parent allowing that?
Because it's the in thing, and they want their child to fit in.
Yeah.
And if you say no, you know, your child's not going to be cool.
But there has to be a point where common sense of, okay, I understand you want that, but you can't get that brand. Let's go get a natural one that doesn't have retinol in it, or the N word that I can't say, niacinamide, I don't know. Or, you know, that the harsh chemicals that their skin does not need. And someone, I saw a post that said, like, they believe it's the beauty industry, or pretty much like Big Pharma. If you think about it, right now, all the women, I know a lot of people who get Botox. I think at a certain point in your life, that's great. But they're targeting younger and younger for it. And I'm not on board with that. I'm not.
No.
Like, I have people in that industry, and they're saying, when you turn 18, you should start getting Botox. And these 18-year-olds are like, okay, I got to do that. And I think that is so bad, because
what is their reasoning?
That they prevent aging, to prevent it. But why don't you just teach them how to take care of their skin? And that's great right now. These little girls are learning how to moisturize and cleanse their skin. That is great. But number one, they're growing up too fast. And number two, the products that you're allowing them to buy and use on their skin, that should be against the law, because there's such bad stuff in that, or
it
strong stuff. Yeah. So back to it. They're saying that they feel that starting these girls younger, buying these expensive products to prevent wrinkles at 7, 8 year, you know, 9 year old, they're putting it in their heads like
that they need it.
That they need it. That it matters that much. Like, to be aware of that and buy these products. And as they get older, it's going to turn into Botox and retinol that you could get from a doctor, the tretinoin, whatever that is. I can't say any of these words, so I'm sorry, guys, but all this stuff that puts money in the pockets of Big Pharma, you know? Who knows if that is the case, but I do see that the industry is now gearing younger and younger and younger.
Yeah, and you know why also is because years down the line, they're going to have problems with their skin.
Medical issues, yep.
And it's going to cause more medical issues, and they're going to make more money
yep.
on things to fix yep. what happened.
God knows what those toxic chemicals do to your body over from that. If you start a girl, let's say a girl's at 7 years old, putting retinol on her face or the other stuff, how and she's using it consistently until she's older, that could cause hormone issues. It could cause a lot of issues, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I think little girls are growing way too fast, and it really breaks my heart. Like last week, talking about the snow and the kids not wanting to do certain things, but it breaks my heart that our children are losing their innocence and they're losing their childhood younger and younger because of social media, because of TikTok. And I have no problem with social media and TikTok, but not for young kids. And the parents that are allowing them to watch this stuff and view this stuff, and it makes them feel a certain way and want to do certain things, you're stealing their innocence, you know? And it comes down to that with them, these 7-year-olds watching TikTok and being told, hey, go get Drunk Elephant, go get The Ordinary and put it on your skin and let's show you how it goes on your skin. You need to do this. Let's, you know, and then they feel like they have to. Like, I need to be pretty and my skin needs to be nice. And what happened to just going in the basement and putting on play makeup and dancing with your friends, you know, or playing with Barbies at 7 years old?
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
No, now you're in Ulta spending at least $200 on expensive makeup products and chemicals for your skin. So, like, recently, a mom made a post on a mom's group about this exact situation. She said she works at Ulta and that it's getting scary. There's younger and younger and younger girls coming in all together as a group. They're, of course, because they're young, they're wild, they're rude. You know, they came with mommy and daddy's money.
Yeah, they're trashing the stores.
They're trashing the stores by ripping through everything. So I wrote on it because she wanted to know. She felt the same way that me and Shauna do. Like, this is ridiculous. These little girls shouldn't be putting this stuff on their skin. Why are their parents allowing it? And she wanted to know everyone's opinions. And, like, I wrote back, like, I said, it's so gross to me. I feel the same way as you. Parents think it's cute, but it's not. These baby girls are growing up way too fast. Get them off social media, especially TikTok. They don't need all these products for their baby skin. Plus, it's just teaching them to be followers. I definitely judge parents harshly when I see these little girls with those expensive chemical products on their face. And then a lady wrote back and said, basically, why are you judging someone who buys their children or preteens products that are expensive? So my comment went over her head. Like, she took it as I was just judging that they're letting their kids spend $100 on face cream. And no, and saying that I'm judging. And I'm honest. Like, I will never say that I'm not judgmental. I am judgmental when it comes to parenting our future, you know, because that future, I've said it before on the show, that future is my son's future. It's my daughter's future. It's, you know, our future when we get older. Like, those are people who are going to be leading businesses and countries. So I do judge how we're parenting nowadays, you know. And what I'm judging is if these little girls are in the store buying this makeup and face creams, what is it for? Like we just said, TikTok, which means that they are on social media, which they shouldn't be, like TikTok, you know, and all yeah. that stuff. So I judge that because I know that their parents are giving them a tablet or a cell phone at 7 years old or 8 years old or 9 years old. And the kids are sitting there watching and being influenced and influenced and influenced to not think for themselves and to be followers. So that's what I'm judging is like it all, you know, it all comes down to that is we are teaching them to be followers, just like we talked about with the Stanley Cup, you know?
And it's those parents, it's those women with the Stanley Cups that are those kids, those parents are going to be the followers.
Yeah, it does come down. Like, if a parent is more so a follower with trends and stuff, they're teaching their kids the same thing, you know? So yeah, you're going to see that. You're going to see those moms that are trendy. Their kids are going to be trendy too, because either A, the kids just want to be like their mom, or the mom wants the kid to be trendy and she's getting it for them, you know? Like, I saw a few of my friends who I love dearly putting up that their daughter's Christmas list was Stanley Cup, the Drunk Elephant, the Ordinary face cream, Dior lip gloss, and I forget what else, all this expensive adult stuff. And people are like, oh, that's so cute. Oh my God, that's funny. And I'm like, am I the only one here that does not think this is cute or funny?
Did you write that?
No, and to myself I'm saying this. Like,
you should have wrote it.
I didn't want to start any problems because I love these people. And I'm not saying these parents are bad people. It's just the decisions that they make. in the moment might seem like, oh, I'm making my child happy. But like, we have to, as parents, we got to think beyond making our kid happy in that moment. We got to think of their health, their mental health, emotional health, and their and making them strong people. You know, don't make your daughter a follower. Like, no, you cannot get those products, but we can get you some organic moisturizer. So, because, you know, moisturizer is good, or cleanser to clean your face, and I'll teach you the proper way to use it. But no, you don't need that stuff to fit in, you know. So that's where I judge, and I feel for you going into Ulta. Like, I haven't been there since I've seen these posts everywhere, but I'm gonna be like staring people down with my judgmental looks if I see a mom buying her 7-year-old some harsh chemicals to put on their face just to fit in.
I could see you going up to them, excuse me, do you know that?
No, but I'm not like that. You know me, I'm not confrontational. So, like, right now on the show, I guess you can call me a keyboard warrior, because on the show I could talk like this, but I have like I said, I have close friends who do this for their children, and I talk to them more gently. Like, and I'm like, well, you know, that has bad stuff in it. You know, that's not good for their skin. I'll talk like that to them, you know. But on here, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Well, and they probably know how you feel.
They do.
They obviously listen to the show.
Yes, they do.
They know.
They see my posts. They see my stories. But I don't hide it. I tell them I'm judgy. I'm judgy when it comes to parenting. Not anything else. Like, I don't think people are bad people. I just judge parenting, because we got to do right by our little kids, not just make them happy, you know?
Well, that's what it is they want to make their kid happy. They want to be their kid's friend, yeah, instead of being a parent.
Yes, yes. And we have to know, I'm a mom, we have to know when to draw the line. I understand. And so far, my son, just recently, he's getting pressured with the TikTok. And at first, I let him. Like, recently, he's been making videos. He doesn't scroll through it. He's not allowed. I check his history of what he's looked at, but he doesn't. He legit just goes on to make these CapCut editing videos. And the reason I let him do it is because when I was younger, I was big into editing videos. When we had camcorders, you know, big camcorders.
Yes.
I walked around with a camcorder and I filmed people at school. I filmed people in my house. Like, everyone got so annoyed with me. You can only imagine. And I was filming everyone. And then I would go on my VCR, and I didn't have editing equipment, so I had to do it on the VCR. And I would put a new tape in, and the camcorder would be connected, and I would stop, like record stop to get to parts I wanted. And I made my own little videos. It was crappy now that I look back at them, but
that is a lot of work.
It was, but I loved it. You know, I should have went into that. You know, that's another story for another day. But anyway.
That's like waiting for the radio to play your favorite song.
Exactly.
To record it.
Yes. So the point of that story is that in my heart, it, like, seeing my son make these videos, he dances or he sings and then he edits them. I let him do that because he's being creative. He's not doing like a following people like, oh, I'm going to do what this guy is telling me to do.
Do you watch what he posts?
Yeah. And a lot of it's stupid, like, because he's young and he's very innocent. So it's just like him being silly in front of the camera. And it's private, and like, no one from the outside can look at it. So it's the only reason I'm letting him do this and learn editing, you know. But that is where I'm drawing the line with him. Like, he, you know, I don't let him follow any trends. You want that? No. He wants a cell phone? No. You're 10 years old? No, you don't get a cell phone until you're in, like, I'd say 8th grade. You know, they always say wait till 8th. So, and he's good. He doesn't fight me on anything, really. He only fights me on, like, wanting to be on the tablet more. But he knows the rules, so I don't know.
But he plays games on the tablet. He doesn't...
He plays games, but he watches... No. He doesn't talk to anyone. He likes to watch YouTube videos or play games on it. So, and he watches YouTube videos of people explaining games. Like, the weirdest crap. You know, like, a guy explaining or playing Minecraft. So he's watching a guy play Minecraft or something like that, you know? But everything is limited, so.
And speaking of him singing, he got chosen for All County.
Yes, he's so excited.
Which is a big deal.
It is a big deal. He had a tryout. He had an audition. He loves to sing, and it makes me happy because, you know, I was in chorus all through school, and I was in All County also, and I love that he's picked that up, and he likes doing it. He's very musical. He plays the trumpet really well. His band teacher tells me for just learning that he's amazing at it. So that makes me so happy.
Well, I'm going to try and get to Sephora or Ulta this weekend. So I will let everyone know how my trip there was and what I got. And if I saw any little bratty kids.
If you ran into any little girls acting like they're old, you know, acting like they're in their 20s.
8 going on 28.
I'm going to go in there and be Mama Lauren to the kids. And I'm like, excuse me, honey. Where's your mama? I should just make pamphlets up because, you know, I'm not non-confrontational.
Hand them out.
Hand them out on, like, how toxic these products are for your baby skin. Like, girl, please, just read this. Give it to your mama.
And they'd probably give you that look and be like,
and then I'd get
garbage.
And then in the mom's group, there would be a post. My little 7-year-old was in Ulta today, and can you believe this? A woman came up and handed her a pamphlet telling her how toxic retinol is for her 7-year-old skin. I am so pissed off. And that would be the post. And then mom's like, oh my God, girl, I agree. Let's find that girl. That's not right. People need to mind their business. So it's like, you can't win.
No, you can't. Especially on mom's groups.
Oh my God. I told Shannon we need to do a whole, every episode we need to talk about the mom's group, even though you're not supposed to talk. It's like the Fight Club. You can't talk about it, but we do talk about it. And it's just like, it's a soap opera in there. I love it, but yeah.
See, that is why I joined them.
The soap opera.
Is because it's funny most of the time.
Most of the time, yes. Very catty, soap opery, and you learn a lot. I give a lot of advice. I'm like, I'm one of their star, like, what is it called? Advice givers on there. I have like a coffee cup next to my name. It's like,
you really?
Yeah, I have something that says like I give the most advice. I don't know. I have to read it. I don't pay attention, but I do. I give a lot of advice. And so it's good for stuff like that. But the funny stuff I love. And then the petty stuff I hate. Like, what is wrong with these people?
Oh, yeah. I'm always saying like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to check us out at ShaunaAndLala.com and be sure to follow us on our social media platforms at ShaunaAndLala, and that's where you could find us on all social media platforms. We will see you next week.